So hello, welcome to my talk about building a web API for the Fedora installer. So my name is Martin Kohlmann, and I work in the team that's building the Anaconda installer used by Fedora, RHEL, CentOS, and related distributions. First, I would like to talk a bit about like why we decided to actually build a web API for our installer. And first, like very shortly about like the Fedora installer project. The name of it is Anaconda, which is very confusing for some people doing Python in the scientific domain, because there is a very similar project in that it's like a Python thing, but it's called the same as we. But I think we are older. So anyway, right now we have a GTK3 UI for the installer. We have a text-based UI. It's also possible to fully automate the installation. We have things like add-on support, and we are used, as I mentioned, by Fedora, RHEL, CentOS, and others. This talk is basically concerning only the graphical user interface. We don't expect to have any changes for the text-based interface and the Kickstart-based automation in the context of the web UI. So why did we actually choose to do something about the current graphical interface, and why did we choose to start working on a web UI? One of the points is that the current GTK interface comes from the year 2013, kind of looks like early GNOME 3, by coincidence maybe. It was built at the same time, basically. And over time, we added new features, we fixed bugs, we adapted to various Fedora changes, for example. And the stuff kind of got bolted on. Like, not always it was possible to change the UI. So in some cases, it's getting a bit clunky already. Another issue is that some of the technology we build it on is getting a bit old right now. Like GTK3 is not that old at the moment, but already you have GTK4. Eventually, we would have to port it. One of the issues is, for example, that the Fedora installation image, the Fedora project tries to have minimal dependencies of applications. So, like, over time, you want to have like the minimum amount of libraries. So we would have to quite possibly migrate to keep the image sizes small. That's one of the reasons. We also still run on top of X. There is even some hard dependency right now on keyboard switching during the installation. So this is something we would have to address anyway. The remote access to a graphical installation right now is not the best. It's based on VNC. So it's unsecure. It's not very efficient. It requires you to have a graphical system running on the host that you are installing, and you need a special application that might not be available, that users might need to install. So that's one of the issues. And also, I'm not saying it's not possible to test GTK3 interfaces, but basically it's not that simple, and we don't really have any unit test coverage. Like there are people from, for example, the Fedora QA community that do test Anaconda, but what they are using is basically a screenshot or graphical bitmap-based testing right now. So this is something that could be improved. And also, what we have seen in the past years is that there seems to be a clear trend towards using web UIs for system management. Some of you might still remember some of the system config tools used on Fedora and CentOS and RHEL that used to be available to configure stuff like services, networking, firewalls. All of these over time effectively became cockpit plugins for the cockpit web console. So this seems to be the trend overall for system management as far as we can tell. So what we kind of found out, there are some benefits of doing something about the current UI situation and doing something about it with a web technology-based UI. While we are at it, we can address some of the UX issues we have right now, because it's effectively a fresh start right now. It's easier to achieve a consistency, because yeah, you are building the whole thing, so you can make sure that it feels similar. It's using the same concepts, the same workflows for everything, hopefully. Also, another thing is that given the proliferation of web UIs everywhere, basically, there seems to be much bigger community of users, of developers of these technologies.